And now from decarbonisation to solar possibilities, because Queen's University Belfast is at the centre of pioneering research to harvest solar power in space. The research will help to send specially constructed satellites into space to gather energy from the sun and beam it back to Earth. Space Solar is a UK company that's developed a prototype, estimates that each satellite could provide enough continuous energy to power 1 million homes. Dr. Neil Buchanan is Senior Lecturer in the School of Electronics, Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at Queen's University Belfast and the lead researcher on this project. Dr. Buchanan, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are there benefits, and what are they, to locating a solar farm in space as opposed to here on Earth?
There is huge benefits because if you put the solar farm in space, you get your energy 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It works at night time. It works through all types of weather. So it's really one of the only renewable sources that can actually give you continuous energy.
And what about the economics of doing all of this, of putting something in space as opposed to, you know, the field next door?
It is, of course, expensive to get everything up into space, and only recently now has the technology moved on where we can affordably get this into space. The idea has been around since maybe 1960s, but in those days it was too expensive. So there's a big initial cost, but once you get it up there, they estimate that the energy cost is going to be roughly half of any other type of energy.
Okay, but how big is that initial layout?
It's estimated probably to cost about £16 billion in terms of development costs.
So how, how do you bring together the countries or the interests who are going to fund that?
Well, currently there's quite a lot of incentives from the UK Space Agency and European Space Agency. We've actually had quite a number of gatherings. We had one in London just over a month ago where people from many different countries were attending, and it's appeared as though there's a great appetite for international collaboration on something as big as this.
And the future is very bright and looking very different. When might we have power coming from space?
There's different estimations on that. It ranges from maybe 10 years up to about 18 years. So there is quite a lot of development to get something so large into space. So 10 to 18 years is the current estimate before we actually get the energy coming down from space.
And very exciting for Queen's University to be part of a project like this. Exactly what is your contribution?
So we research wireless power transfer, which is the ability to get a large amount of power from one place to another without wires. So without our technology, this whole space solar wouldn't be possible. So that's our main contribution. It's a big challenge of actually getting the power from the satellite, which is about 36,000 kilometres away, and getting that back down to Earth very efficiently.
Well, continued success with your research, Dr. Neil Buchanan from Queen's University. Thank you.